What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglio along with Steve Geller. It would be triple option, but we're going to double play it today. Steve, before I throw it to you, Jeff Duncan is reporting, and we've had a lot of people ask about Saints possibly signing a new lease to stay in the Superdome. And Jeff Duncan is reporting that they are really close, or they've basically sort of agreed to a new agreement on a lease deal to stay in the Superdome. So that's being reported by Jeff Duncan. And, you know, if Jeff reports that, I know he's getting it from somebody real close in the organization, so to speak. And so we've had a number of people ask that throughout the last month or so, feeling as though that why haven't they had a new lease yet with the Superdome? Jeff Duncan is reporting that they have agreed to terms on that.
That's great to hear, Mike, and hopefully the new lease news, along with all the renovations that they've done in the Superdome, hoping that can lead to yet another Super Bowl down the line.
And what'll happen at the Smoothie King?
Yeah.
That's the other shoe to fall. We've had that brought up a number of times also. Steve, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, Mike, you mentioned double play, and it's pretty apropos for today because I'm actually going to MLB, even though I know we're in the heart of football season right now. On the mound today, one of our favorites, super stud Paul Skeens, pitching for Pittsburgh, and man, oh man, he's got a 10-9 record this year, 1.98 ERA, but he has been on touchable since the All-Star break. He's gone 6-1, a 1.90 ERA, 64 strikeouts. He's in action against the Baltimore Orioles this evening, and right now through one inning, he's already struck out two, no hits, no earned runs, no walks. Just a guy that it's really truly amazing to see from winning that national championship, that magical year at LSU, and joining Major League Baseball. Since he got called up to the majors, man, he has just been on a tear, and I'd love to see him just continuing to rip it up in year two.
I just wish he was on a better team.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Would at least give him, you know, some support every once in a while. And he's getting support, but I'll use that term, every once in a while. Steve, I'll throw this back at you for my triple option. You got to watch the practice sessions and everything, and Jonas Sanker now getting the call to be the starting safety to take Julian Blackman's spot there. Now, he'll have surgery this week on his shoulder. And how well he'll handle things, because a lot of times you hope you're ready mm-hmm. when they call upon you as a rookie. But he seems to be, and even when we had him on draft night after he got picked, such a mature, smart, understanding guy in this game. I don't think, you know, that first game's going to be overwhelming for him.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of confidence that it seems they have in the rookie to, you know, right away go with Sanker in this game, it seems like, against the 49ers. Jordan Howden, this is his second year in the NFL, has dealt with a bunch of injuries. Luckily, he was a full go on the injury report today. But with Sanker, in practices, didn't seem too much for him. He didn't look overwhelmed at all. A guy I know I'm anxious to see more of, someone that could be that heat-seeking missile out there, being laying on the big hits, and just curious to see if he's able to, I guess, digest more of this offense of Brandon Staley, this defense of Brandon Staley's scheme, and then how he's going to match up against a 49ers unit. Luckily, they're not going to have Brock Purdy at the helm. It looks like it's going to be Mac Jones and a few other weapons over there, like a George Kittle not in action. So the rookie will definitely get trial by fire and, getting out there as a starter, but at least this San Francisco squad won't be at full strength. And you know what? At this point, Mike, I just want to get the W for the quarterback and Spencer Rattler in this one. So I don't care about the team not being full strength coming to the Superdome. That's for sure.
My thing is, that's their issue.
Yeah, exactly.
The Saints got enough issues. let the 49ers deal with theirs. I went through the list in the first part of our number two here on Sports Talk, but want to again congratulate Joe Horn going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And, boy, I think back when Randy Mueller signed him, man, a lot of people were, Mike, who the hell is Joe Horn? Okay, he was with the Chiefs. He had not made a big impact in Kansas City. And he comes in here, he becomes the number one. He's the guy out there at wide receiver. And what a career Joe Horn had here with the black and gold. So, again, congratulations to Joe Horn and everybody else that's going into that Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And the good thing is we got some connections there, and we're going to get all those guys and ladies that are going in there. And Sylvia Fowles, man, what a basketball player she was for the Lady Tigers, going in also. But man, congratulations to Joe Horn. He was one hell of a football player for the Saints.
Yeah, and that celebration, in the end zone, going for the cell phone, that's just legendary. When anybody, I feel like, shows an all-time Saints highlight, that's in the mix.
Yeah, but he don't get criticized for signing with the Falcons. Abraham, he's going to take that to his grave. I mean, and he complains about that. Man, Mike, I don't get it. Joe Horn went there. Martin Anderson went there. Arnhead went there. Jumpy Gathers went there. Well, why'd he give me all this crap? Because I went, and he said, the Saints cut me. Okay, the other guys had other options.
Right.
So did I. He said, but man, the Saints cut me loose. I had to find a job. I wasn't going to retire. Even today, think about, that's over 25 years ago. Still get people yow at him about that.
Yeah, I feel like our Cajun Cannon gets a lot of slack over that, because when he was in the dome, he ends up, flying like a falcon in there. But for good reason, too.
Yeah, the only thing, he didn't tell them that they were number one, and that was about it.
No, the
and
fans were doing that to him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, they yawing at him that day. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.